fantastic Friday morning, beloved. Another week has gotten away from us, but we're here. We're together in God's Word, right where God wants us to be. Today we are in Matthew chapter 5, where we'll be reading verses 1 through 20. And today's reading introduces a section in Matthew's Gospel, often referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. Now that runs from Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 through Matthew chapter 7, verse 29. And the sermon begins with blessings and teachings and with Jesus describing a vision of God's realm. What Jesus teaches constitutes a description of an alternative community, one that stands in sharp contrast to an imperial empire that values power, wealth, and status. And God's saving word for us today is wisdom. So we're changing our saving words today, and today we start off with God's saving word being wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus saw the crowds and went up a hill where he sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are those who mourn. God will comfort them. Happy are those who are humble. They will receive what God has promised. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Happy are those who are merciful to others. God will be merciful to them. Happy are the pure in heart. They will see God. Happy are those who work for peace. God will call them His children. Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and tell all kinds of evil lies against you because you are my followers. Be happy and glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. This is how the prophets who lived before you were persecuted. You are like salt for the whole human race. But if salt loses its saltiness, there is no way to make it salty again. It has become worthless, so it is thrown out and people trample on it. You are like light for the whole world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. So no one lights a lamp and puts it under a bowl. Instead, it is put on a lampstand where it gives light for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before men, so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to do away with the law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets. I have not come to do away with them, but to make their teachings come true. Remember that as long as heaven and earth last, not the least point or the smallest detail of the law will be done away with, not until the end of all things. So then whoever disobeys even the least important of the commandments and teaches others to do the same will be the least in the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, whoever obeys the law and teaches others to do the same will be great in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you that you will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven only if you are more faithful than the teachers of the law and the Pharisees in doing what God requires. Okay, today's key verse is Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, where Jesus said, "In the same way, let your light must shine before people, so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven." Well, verses 3 through 12 are often referred to as the Beatitudes. And in several Bible translations, these nine statements begin with the word blessed. The word beatitude is another word for blessing or true happiness. And it declares God's favor on that person's life. Now, whom does God favor? And if you want God's favor in your life, this is a wonderful Bible study for that. If you want God's favor in your life, go back and look at Matthew chapter 5. Because the people that have God's favor in their life are, verse 3, those who are spiritually poor. All right. And so this is a wonderful chapter that really sets forth what is important in God's eyes as opposed to what is deemed important by this world. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for teaching me about God's love. Help me to follow you and be the salt and light so that others will come to know you. May my actions this day reflect your teachings and give glory to God. Amen. Well, this brings our week together to an end. Join me next Monday as we continue in Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 48, where Jesus sheds new light on the scriptures. Until then, keep walking that race, running that race, heading towards that finish line. God will honor you on that day and give you the rewards of a life well lived. Keep looking up, because his promises are true. We will see you Monday.